USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the world, every country is dealing with the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's encouraged by the public's reaction to efforts by the House and President Trump.
The stock market reacted very positively to the bipartisan bill, to also the fact that we're ramping up testing dramatically, and the fact that we have all these big companies coming in and helping us in a public-private partnership.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health talks about how long people should remain isolated.
It's going to be a matter of, you know, several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. Just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
He was on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
People coming from Europe have been waiting in line for hours at crowded airports to get medically cleared from the coronavirus.
I spent 3 hours, I think, maybe a little bit more, waiting to first get to customs and then waiting to get second step where I'm not sure what's happening.
It's very crowded, which is not ideal considering what this contagion is. It's the worst system I could think of.
On the streets of Moscow, police were responding to protests against Vladimir Putin's attempt to change the Russian constitution. The Kremlin has confirmed that Putin has asked Russia's constitutional court if a new amendment is legal. Putin's amendment would allow the Russian president to ignore the current ban on running again in 2024. That would pave the way potentially for two more six-year terms, which would have him in office until 2036. Protesters say they want free and fair elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The U.S. and China are continuing to clash over the coronavirus crisis. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Chinese foreign ministry officials have suggested that members of the U.S. Army brought the virus to China, a U.S. diplomat, David Stilwell, calling it a conspiracy theory that's dangerous and ridiculous. It followed remarks last week by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien accusing the Chinese government of covering up the initial outbreak for about 2 months.
And those 2 months, if we'd had those and been able to sequence the virus and had the cooperation necessary from the Chinese, had a WHO team been on the ground, had a CDC team, which we'd offered, been on the ground, I think we could have dramatically curtailed what happened both in China and what's now happening across the world.
He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation.
The coronavirus outbreak has people frantically trying to get supplies. Here's reporter Simni Kim in Seattle.
Shoppers are picking grocery store shelves clean as concerns over coronavirus continue to grow. At Costco in Seattle's Soto neighborhood, dozens of people waited in line just to get in long after the store opened.
Once you get in there, everybody running everywhere, so you have to run around, grab stuff.
We could barely walk too, like, it's crowded. And, yeah, people are, like, fighting, like, sometimes. Like, paper towels, we have to, like, weigh. People, like, keep grabbing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.